I'd like to talk about Saul just for a couple of minutes. Saul has some very unique characteristics. If you would look at your little pack of salt and you shake it, that's your free tambourine. You hear it? Yeah. But salt hinders corruption. It's a preservative. It hinders corruption. As Christians, we must be careful to build our character and be sure that the life we live is full of testimony and full of light, that Christ is dwelling in us. Salt, if you put it in an open wound, will burn. It will sting. It stings. Jesus didn't say that we are to be the honey of the world. He said we're supposed to be the salt. Our example should influence those around us and about us for good, not for evil. Salt penetrates. It penetrates. We're talking about some characteristics of salt. When used in food, it becomes a part of the food. Here we see the paradox in the world, but not of the world. Now, have you ever eaten a good gumbo? And somebody said, well, it needs a little bit more salt. And somebody goes over and takes the salt shaker, and they just, only a couple came out, Brother Charlie, they just begin to just pour it. And then the next bite you taste, all you taste is salt. And it's unedible. You can't go in and extract that salt out of that food. It adheres. It becomes one. It's supposed to enhance. Yeah, salt. Salt must break out of the salt shaker to penetrate. Salt must be applied if it is to permeate. Salt must be impregnate if it is to be effective. It's got to be put into something to be effective, to be usable. By divine design, the church, we as Christians, are to make an impact on the world with a liberating power of the Word of God. Jesus and Him crucified, the gospel of Jesus, the stories of Jesus are all tools that can be used to reach the world. People are hungry. There are people in this city who do not know who Jesus is. If you would have told me that 5 years ago, I would have said, you're crazy. We live in America. We live in the Bible. Well, there's nobody, everybody knows about Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, I have met people. They know nothing about Jesus. They know nothing about the Bible and the stories of the Bible. They know nothing about the books of the Bible and where they are. You can say in a Bible study, turn to John. What's that? I'll tell you two of them. You know them, Luke and Natalie. Working in Colorado right now. But they have developed such a love for the Word of God. They consume the Word of God daily. They are listening, and they are listening to sermons from this church faster than we can print them or preach them. They have a 45-minute drive to work every morning. They're listening to a sermon tape going. They're listening to a sermon tape coming back. They read their Bible and pray for at least an hour every day together. And you can see the effect and the change and the things that God is doing in their lives because of their hunger. When you're hungry for something, nothing can stop you until you get something to eat. You've got to put something in to get something out. You've got to put in some word and some prayer and some fasting and some testimony time. We're the salt of the earth. Shake your little salt shaker this morning. Paul turns cities. Paul turned villages and nations upside down. Thousands of women, men, children, boys, girls surrendered their lives to Christ and became militant disciples, salting and lighting the way for others to follow. In one of his letters, Paul noted, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In the power of God. Somebody needs to get connected this very day. Get connected to the power of God and let him begin to work on your behalf. We've got to ask ourselves this question. Where is the church's witness? Where are we going? What are we doing, not just as a church, but as an individual Christian to reach our world? Dogma is not witness. Neither is orthodoxy or doctrine or rhetoric or numbers or buildings or programs or success or fame or our public acceptance. If God is not revealed in those who profess faith in him, where in the world should someone who desires to see God go? If all they see is the next big program or the next big event or the next big social meeting, where do they find God? Just a thought. We are responsible to reflect his holiness, his strength, his spirit, his wisdom, his justice, his love, his faithfulness. People see this on you. You can walk in a room and change the entire room without saying a word. Yes, because people see it on you. They feel it coming off of you. We're supposed to reflect his righteousness and his peace and his characteristics and holiness and reflect in us and through us. And we can turn this world upside down. We can change everybody around us. If everyone would just affect one, if everyone would just reach one, if everyone would let their light and their salt shine. Don't be afraid to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Don't be ashamed to say, hey, I go to harvest time. Well, you must be one of them holy rollers. You know what I tell them? You've never been to a church like our church. If you'll just come, you will experience God's love and mercy and relationship like you've never experienced. You will meet a people of men and women who love God, who love the Word of God and the things of God. We're not here to judge you. We're not here to put you down. We're not here to hurt you. We're here to help you. We're here to lift you up. We're here to affect every one of us, to affect everyone else around us. Everyone, reach one. Be the salt. The earth. Be the salt of the earth. We are to reflect those things of God. This can be done only if you and I get in right relationship with God. This can be done only if you and I are willing to repent of our failures, to repent of our shortcomings, to repent of our failure to be salt and light to this generation. It's never easy to swim upstream. Perfect example of this, I was driving about 150-foot vessel called the Lady Nina in Homer, Alaska, coming out of the port, going around Flat Island, Dan Wallach, going towards the Aleutian Island chain. And it was foggy, and the weather was bad, and the commercial fishing fleet, we'd go out in anything, but the private fleet that would take out customers, you or I would go as a paying customer to catch halibut, there's about 300 vessels that go out. Well, once they get out past the point, it's about 6 miles out past Pokey Point, once they get out past that point, you would know if the weather was really bad or really good. And you could look at the horizon and where the water met the horizon. If it was a white line, you were okay. It was going to be pretty okay weather. But if you saw a black line where that water met the horizon, you better batten down the hatches because it's fixing to get rough. Like really rough, really quick. So we're going out and it's foggy and it's pretty choppy. And I'm literally driving by my radar, my invisible light, and I'm able to see. And all of a sudden I realize all these dots that are boats, they're not going with me, they're coming at me. And I start listening to the chatter on the radio, and they're all talking about, man, this is bad weather, we can't see nobody. You could be from here to there and not see their boat. It was that bad. And I got on the radio and I said, guys, y'all are all coming towards me. It might be fun for y'all, but y'all are going the same direction. I'm having to weave my way through you cats. It's not easy swimming upstream. It's not easy going against the current. It's not easy taking a stand for Christ. It's not always easy to be a peculiar people and be a different people and be a separate people. But it is required. And you can do it. You can make it. You can live for God. You can be the salt of the earth. You can let the power of God shine through your life. You can let your words and your actions and your attitude and your spirit and your presence show people there's a better way. There's a better way. Biblical. I'm coming to the close, Brother Brian. Biblical discipleship requires both vertical and horizontal relationships. It is possible to have a great horizontal relationship with somebody, people around you. It is great to be in relationship horizontally. But until you get the vertical relationship right, everything will be in chaos and confusion. Until you start talking to the King, talking to Jesus, just like you would talk to me or your wife or your father or mother as a friend. Jesus, I need you today. Jesus, I plead your blood of protection and guidance over my family today. Lord, I want to be used for your kingdom and your glory today. I want your light to shine through me. Only when our vertical relationships with Christ are put into biblical focus can we truly become the salt and the light to the world. God is challenging us this morning. He's challenging you and I to lead by example. The next generation is watching you, sir. Ma'am, they're absorbing the things you say, the way you act, the way you walk through Walmart, your spirit. Don't think people aren't watching and absorbing. And don't think you're not having an effect on people. The very example Brother Dennis shared in the prayer room, it affected them. They found themselves talking about it for most of the day because it affected them that much. Now, if the tables had been turned and those three Christian women had come in, man, it's so good to see you today. You got such a great garage sale going on. I didn't get invited, but it was a great garage sale. Hope you made lots of money. Hope you did good. I gave you a free gift this morning. Yes, I did. It's infectious. It changes everything because of your attitude, because of how you respond. Anybody can snap. Anybody can get mad. Anybody can fuss and cuss and fight. hurt. But you try turning the other cheek. You try injecting love and peace. It's work. You gotta work at it. Hold up your little salt pack for me this morning. That little salt pack you have in your hand right there will not do a thing for you. Hear me. It will not do a thing for you until you open it and you take it. Woof, that's salty. It's not going to do anything for you until you apply it and you open it and you begin to use it. And you just come to God and say, God, here I am. God, I'm not perfect, but here I am. God, you take the salt and the light that's in me. I don't recommend y'all doing that. The salt. God, you take what broken pieces I have. God, you take the failures that I have. God, you take the hurt that I have. God, I had big dreams when I started out and this walk of living for you, but God, I haven't cracked the word of God in years. I've just taken my salt and laid it down. But God, I want to recommit to you. I want you to open up my heart and my life. I wonder if you'd stand to your feet with me all over the building. Just for a moment. The hour is early. It's early. Would you step out of your pew where you are and come to the front and just stand and say, God, I want to recommit to you. God, I want to open the salt and the light in my life. I want to break out my salt shaker. God, I don't want to just go through the ordinary, mundane, standard status quo every day. I want to be different. I want to be changed. I want to give myself to you, God. I want to give my heart to you, God. God, I want your blessings and I want your love and your mercy. And God, I want you to reflect in me and through me. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. As they begin to sing this song, Give Myself Away, I wonder if you would just lift your hands right where you are, wherever you are. Just lift your hands to God right now. Just begin to talk to him. God, I want a deeper relationship with you. God, I don't have everything figured out yet, God, but I know I want to make it to heaven. I know I want a relationship with you. God, I know I want my soul to be usable and pliable. I want to be teachable. I give myself to you right now. Right where I stand, you see my issues. You see my brokenness. You see my needs. I give it all to you right now. Come on, ask you. Lord, I'm asking you right now. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me for all of my sins. Forgive me for every evil word, every evil thought, every evil deed I've ever done. Wash me in your blood. Come on, ask and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with that light. Fill me with that comfort.
Can use me, I give myself away.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you this morning.
I give myself.
Lord, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your love. I thank you, God, for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for your grace. Come on, talk to him for yourself this morning. Talk to him for yourself.
My life.
Ask him, Lord, you examine my heart. What are my intentions? What is my purpose, God? Where am I going, God? What am I doing? I want to be right with you, God. I want my words to be pure and holy and acceptable.
Give myself away.
Sing it with them. give you everything this morning. I give you everything. I put myself in your hands.
So
it's not always going to be easy, God, but I surrender to you.
Take my heart, Jesus.
Take my life, Jesus. Give yourself to Jesus and you'll get covered by his blood. Oh, you have a testimony. You're an overcomer. You have a testimony. You're alive. You're victorious. You're going to make it. But you got to give yourself to Jesus. I don't want to be tossed out and trodden underfoot. I want to be usable. I want to be teachable. When I came here, I was broken. I was hurting. I have the scars. And I told God that very week, God, you make a way. Or I'm going to the house and I'm doing something different. Had no idea who Marshall Baggett was. Carlos, Louisiana. If you'd asked me where it was, I would have said, maybe by Mississippi somewhere. I don't know. Never heard of it. God opened the door. It's amazing when you pray, God will open the door. It might not always be the door you expect or the way you expect, but if you're just patient and you truly seek God, he will give you opportunity. Salt to be usable. Don't just think because you have gray hair and you're salty in the bad way. Be salty in the good way. Tear down those barriers of hate, resentment, strife, frustration, gossip, anger. Get rid of that stuff. Later, I find myself